Hey everyone, thanks for listening to another episode of Woman Well-Rounded Radio. Happy Friday to you all. I'm so excited. So before we begin today's episode, I wanted to let you guys know that I will be coming out with an episode tonight that's new. So stay tuned. I have a lot of interesting topics that I will be discussing over the course of maybe about 4 to 5 days. So today's going to be an episode, tomorrow, over the weekend, Sunday, and then throughout of next week. So stay tuned. So today's episode is about, what do you do when you get off work on a Friday? Do you have an agenda? Do you the first thing you do is get in your car and, okay, so what are we doing? Are we going to the liquor store? Do you go straight home? Do you want to go out with friends and have a drink at happy hour? What do you do when you leave work on Friday? Or if you're a mom who stays at home, if you're a dad, if you work from home, whatever it is, what do you do, guys, when it's Friday? What do you do to unwind after a very busy week? Do you have a glass of wine? Do you go out and have some cocktails with some friends? Do you come home and relax in the privacy of your own home in your drawers? Or do you like to go out on dates on Fridays, or do you keep that for Saturday? What do you guys do? I mean, I remember when I was, well, much younger, before I was, you know, married with children. You know, especially in college days, I often loved to go out on Fridays. I loved the happy hours, and there were a few nice local spots that me and some friends would always frequent, so it was never an issue what I was doing on a Friday. And as I've gotten older, you know, and kind of become the responsible parent, my activities have become more grown, more responsible, and well thought, because, you know, you have to think about other people, meaning your children or family or whatever your responsibilities are in life other than yourself. So I don't know. What do you guys do? Like, I was talking to a few of my friends, and all of us have different things on what we do on Fridays. So some of us come home and strip down and want to sit down. Some people want to take a shower. Some people have to have like a shot, and then their Friday starts. So what do you guys do? This is the show topic. What do you do to start off your weekend? How do you kick off your weekend? Do you, you know, go to the liquor store, like I said? Do you come right home? Do you go out? What do you guys do to, you know, do you make sure you go right to the bank to get your money out? Because today is payday. Hopefully it will be payday soon for the government employees. Because I was just watching that they are supposed to be coming up with a deal. So hopefully you guys will be able to get paid very soon, and at least you'll see some money in your account. So I'm shouting out to all the federal workers. I hope you guys get your money and you're able to do what you have to do and enjoy it. So what do you guys do? Message me, you know, leave me a message. Let me know. What do you do? Because I'm curious. I'm a little curious. You know, today's like a nice down to earth episode where I'm just kind of doing like a freestyle. And I'm actually enjoying it. So my Friday, for me, I have a couple of bottles of wine. I actually have to go and find out what the names are, because I picked them up. I actually used to like white wine. I used to be a white wine drinker, where I'd like to have it maybe with like a dinner, a meal or something. But I find that over the years, I have discovered red wine. And I'm not looking back. And I used to be a Pinot Grigio girl. I still kind of am, but I'm more of a red girl now. So, I mean, seriously, red wine has a nice sweet taste that's smooth going down. I think the white wine is a little, I don't know, I feel like it's a little salty, a little tart. But red is definitely, you know, sweet. And it's just smooth. And I've also discovered chocolate wine. And it's by a company from, Ireland it's imported, and the company is Chaco Vine. I absolutely love this wine, guys. If you are a person who enjoys a good, you know, like a dessert after dinner type drink, the Chaco Vine wine is the best thing that you could possibly just experience. Because for me personally, I think it's a great after dinner, almost like a little, you know, like a little dessert drink. I wouldn't recommend eating anything with it because it's already a dessert in itself, because it's a chocolate drink. But it's, you know, that's a nice fun thing. Like if you guys have, I don't know, if you go out with your girls or your guys or whatever, I don't know if guys will want to try the chocolate wine, but for us ladies, this is on my bucket list to introduce to my book club and all of my friends. So when we all get together and do our wine tasting, this will be at the top of the list, to introduce to my friends. So I'm really excited about that. That'll be coming up pretty soon. So I will give you guys that experience as well. So, I mean, for me, Fridays has changed over the years. I mean, I still love my Saturdays. You know, I enjoy my week and I try to get everything done that I can. I try not to be in a rush because I have to realize that you only really have 2 days. Because let's face it, you know, the weekend starts for some of us or most of us at 5 p.m., maybe even sooner on a Friday. But Friday at 3 p.m. or 5 p.m. or Pacific time, 3, you know, Pacific or 5, the day is just about over. So you don't really have but so much time. You really kind of have, you know, from Friday afternoon when you get off to Saturday. And then Sunday, you really kind of have half of that day, because a lot of us like to be prepared for Monday in the work week on that Sunday. So half of that day, you know, you want to relax and unwind, and then you have to start getting yourself ready for, you know, Monday. And Monday just drags. I mean, there's no way of putting it, you know, gently. You just can't say that everybody wakes up and is so excited to just go to work on Monday, unless, you know, you're a small business owner or you work at a job that you really love. So shout out to the people who have jobs that they really love, like myself. Mondays are no problem. I think it's important to make yourself happy with a job that you absolutely love, or try to achieve the goal to obtaining the job that you absolutely love, because that's the only way I see self-fulfillment. Being able to get up and wake up every day and enjoy something. And even if it's not, that's not just, you know, don't take my words, you know, 100% here, because I am speaking of my own opinion. But I'm just saying this for people who don't have the best jobs and you're kind of just living paycheck to paycheck, you're not alone. That's most of us Americans out there right now. So it's not unheard of, and it's certainly not uncommon. But it is something that we need to pay more attention to as far as fulfilling our own inner happiness. What can we do to make ourselves happy? Is it, you know, having a hobby, creating, you know, some memories? What can we do to make ourselves happy? Whether it's painting on the side, writing music, dancing, singing, you know, acting, whatever it is that you do, right? You know, we all have our inner child, and we have side, you know, hobbies that we enjoy. So it's always good to focus on that, because you never know, you might be so good that you could turn it into a career. So never underestimate your learning potential and your earning potential. I'm going to say that again. Never underestimate your learning and your earning potential, because those two will help you decide on what is best. So let's get back to Friday, guys. What are we doing Tonight, I'm going to have a nice glass of wine. I plan on watching a good movie. I don't know if I'm going to watch Netflix or whatever. I have to see. I mean, there's nothing out really that I can comment that's coming out. I think there are a few movies. I have to actually see what's coming out today in the movie theaters to see if it's worth talking about. I know my last podcast a few weeks ago, I talked about Bird Box, but I think that movie was something that, you know, I probably could have waited to see. Like I said, you all know how my feelings were about that. And somehow, you know, just magically, all of the hype regarding that movie just magically disappeared. And we don't see anything right now. So, what do you guys do to unwind on a Friday? What do you do when you leave work? What do you do when you drop your kids off to their father or mother for the weekend? What do you guys do when you are, you know, not working right now? What do you do for fun for tonight? Do you guys agree with me that Friday night, Saturdays, the weekend period changes as we get older? Is it the same thing? Do we treat it with the same level that we treat it when we're, you know, much younger? Like if you're 19, 20, 21, you know, is it different than when you're 28? As we mature, what exactly does Friday night mean? Does it mean going out with friends, getting drunk? If you're single, if you're a single woman, this applies to you as well. If you're single, are you going out with your girls tonight? Are you going to stay home? Do you have a nice gentleman, a nice man that might, you know, enjoy your company tonight, or vice versa to you fellows out there? So call me up, hit me up, and let me know, what are you guys doing? I am very curious to know, because I always say I'm going to share something on air and then I move on to the next episode and I forget to share all of my messages. So this time I'm really going to do it. So leave me a message, call in, and let me know, because it's Friday. And you know what? It's time to let your hair down. It's time to take your bra off and just be free. It's time for the guys to strip down to your boxers and relax. You are listening to Woman Well Rounded Radio.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.